What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your host, Coach Chance, and guys, I'm fired up for today's episode. Super pumped to deliver this live stream, this podcast, and give you guys as much value as possible. I'm here for the next 10 to 15 minutes. You guys have my undivided attention, so if you have any questions during this live stream, make sure to try to save them for the very end of the podcast. You guys can ask questions during it. I may respond, but I do like to try to stick to my to my message, to my script, what I want to deliver you guys. And at the end, I'll answer any questions. So guys, today I'm going to be talking about, as I was just kind of telling you guys on the live stream here, I'm going to be talking about how you can immediately create your own fitness or physical and even mental transformation on your own without hiring anybody, and just immediately implement this on your own. Now, the first thing that I'm going to talk about, the first thing is the most important thing, is going to be your mindset. Okay. We talk about this all the time on the show. We talk about this all the time on my social media. And that is creating a bulletproof mindset, creating a relentless mindset, because, you know, in life, no matter we're talking about the gym or relationships or in business or in family or anything, you're going to encounter struggles. You're going to encounter making mistakes and making failure or embracing, having to embrace failures. And without a bulletproof mindset, without a mindset that is relentless, that knows it's just another thing, and to treat those situations as just another situation, you are going to fail, and you're going to drastically fail. And it's going to eventually lead you to quitting, to not following through on your fitness journey, to accomplishing your goals. So that is the number one thing that you guys need to work on if you're trying to be successful in creating your own fitness transformation. That's working on your mindset, okay? I work specifically with my clients on different habits that they do every day, 7 days a week. You know, some of them, when they get started, we have them do it 3 or 4 days a week just to kind of warm them up a little bit, get them used to these new habits. And, you know, there's different levels to these habits, you know. For instance, if I cold showers, right? We do cold showers a lot to form that resilience in the mind, to stimulate the nervous system, stimulate the brain. First thing in the morning, stimulate the body. It's a great way I found for myself and for my guys in the community, in our community, to wake themselves up first thing in the morning. So I have them do that cold shower, for instance, 3 to 4 days per week. And then as they work themselves throughout the program, say after the first month, after the first phase, they'll go into 7 days a week of taking a cold shower. And instead of 30 seconds, they're going to do a 60-second cold shower. So we work. Britton, what's going on, my man? Happy freaking Wednesday, brother. Hope you're having the best day ever. So we work, guys, on these habits to build up a stronger, more bulletproof, more relentless type of a mindset to stay consistent and to stay on track on our fitness journey, you know, and that's gonna allow you to make a transformation. You know, I post transformations all the time of the guys in my community who have been here for 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks plus, that are making these really eye-catching transformations. And it's because when they first stepped into this program, we immediately assess their mindset, right? I have all my guys fill out a questionnaire when they first come in. I get an idea of what habits they're currently doing that are destructive towards their mindset. And then after assessing that, we talk about what constructive, positive habits can we start to put into your life, put into your routine, to help build on a stronger mindset to overcome those negative habits that are holding you back, right? So it's all about assessment and implementation once we onboard the guys into the program. You guys can do this too. So that's number one. The number one thing is your mindset, okay? Working on your mindset and actually, you know, working relentlessly every day to try to get rid of those negative, destructive habits that are going to bring you down, drain your energy, drain your time, drain your mentality, drain your positive vibes, your positive energy, and actually start to work towards those more positive things that are going to build up your mindset, that are going to put you more in a relaxed, disciplined, consistent state. So that's number one. Number one is mindset. Let me see that in the comments below if you guys are in here watching on the live. Number one thing that you need to create your own transformation is having a bulletproof mindset. Number two is, of course, going to be our nutrition. I tell my guys this all the time. Anybody that I talk to on Instagram, on Facebook, in person, when someone asks me about making a transformation, of course, I talk about mindset. But the next thing I talk about is not your workouts, is not your routine, is not how much cardio you're doing. It's not what kind of workouts are you doing. If you're doing higher rep, lower rep, higher weight, lower weight, it's your nutrition. Okay. You guys know this by now. Most of you know that your nutrition is just under your mindset, but the number one component to making a transformation, whether that be if you want to lose 10 pounds of belly fat, 10 pounds of fat, decrease your body fat, decrease your body composition, or you want to put on some lean muscle mass, whatever your goal is, it really, guys, comes down to your nutrition. Okay. And I spoke about this on my story the other day. I have been out of the gym. Actually, I've made a post of this. I've been out of the gym for the last 2 years, I guess it is by my choice, but there's a longer story to it. There's a reason why I'm not working out. It's very unfortunate. You know, I've shared that story. I will continue to share that story. But the reason why I didn't go back to 150 pounds, 160 pounds, the reason why I've maintained some amount of muscle mass, the reason why I'm still within 10 to 12% body fat is because of my diet. Steven, my man, you know this. You know that your diet and your nutrition is the number one aspect to making a transformation. You packed on 15 pounds in the last 16 to 17 weeks. And this is because we track your nutrition relentlessly. And every week we make the updates needed. And if you're not tracking, if you're not getting those calories in as your coach, it's my duty to coach you and say, hey, you got to get those calories in. You got to get those foods in. So I know that if that amount of calories is not enough for you to grow and put on more muscle mass and maintain what you already have, we need to up those numbers a little bit, right? So that is the second thing that you guys need to understand when thinking about creating your own transformation, okay? So number one is creating a bulletproof mindset. Number two is staying on top of your nutrition, okay? We talked about quality versus quantity before, my perception on counting macros and calories. We talked about animal-based diet. I'm not going to waste your time on that today. You guys can go back and check out other episodes for details on that. But for today, we're keeping it basic on how you can create your own transformation. And the second thing is your nutrition. Okay, track your nutrition, track what you're eating, stay on top of it. Obviously, don't eat processed foods, don't eat processed sugars and garbage, and actually start to eat real foods, and you're going to make a transformation. Finally, the third thing, guys, okay, the thing that most of you probably think is the number one most important aspect of making a transformation, and that's your workouts. That's the exercises that you're doing. That's the reps, the weights, the sets, the tempo, right, of how many seconds going down eccentrically, how many seconds going up concentrically, in the exercise. That is the very last thing that I'm concerned with as your coach. Okay, as your coach, I'm concerned with your mindset, because without a bulletproof and relentless mindset, you're not getting shit done. I'm sorry to say it. You're going to just be lazy. You're going to procrastinate. You're going to put other things before things that should actually matter. So mindset, nutrition, and then now you got to think about workouts. You put the workouts last. Okay. Workouts, exercises are the icing on the cake. Without the resistance training, your body will have no form of resistance to actually grow. So it does hold a very, very important part in making a transformation, in sculpting your body, in creating that beautiful physique that you guys are obviously watching to learn about, to learn how you can create your own. That's how I did it. That's how I went from 140 pounds to 200 pounds within a 7-year period. It's because I focused on my mindset, my nutrition, and then I also focused on being an absolute beast in the gym. I brought intensity to every single workout when I walked through those gym doors. I just spoke, Steven, about this in the group. You guys have to walk through the gym and have a switch flip in your head. You have to become a different person when you walk into that gym. When you walk into that gym, you've got to be full beast mode. You got to say, all right, it's time, baby. I was a different person out there, but hey, it's time. This is my zone. This is my thing, right? You got to do something. You have to have some ritual to pump yourself up prior to getting in the gym to get you in that mood, to get you in that right mentality to fucking crush your workouts, to bring that intensity, to go an extra rep, to go another set or two, and to just bring that overall beast mode, relentless mentality into your workouts. And when you do that, when you train with progressive overload, and we've done videos on that before, when you do that, that is the third main component to making your own transformation, to actually being successful with it, right? And of course, guys, you know the number one ingredient to all of this is being consistent, okay? Without consistency, none of this matters. So without being consistent in your daily habits and your daily mindset rituals, this doesn't matter. Without being consistent in tracking and prepping your foods, none of this matters. Without being consistent in working out and actually stepping into the gym with intention and intensity every single time, none of this matters. So Steven, so everyone watching this live stream, watching, listening to this podcast, if you guys want to create your own transformation, I just gave you the blueprint in a very basic format. Okay. That is what we teach in the Relentless Life Fitness Academy, right, Steven? Discipline and consistency matters. That is what we teach in the academy. We teach mindset. We teach habits, daily rituals that are going to keep you and not only maintain, but to build a disciplined mindset, a bulletproof mentality. We teach you how to track not only your calories and your macros, but what foods you're supposed to be eating to not only look good, give yourself the fuel to build a desirable physique, but to also thrive and live a long, healthy life, to boost your testosterone levels, to feel good when you take your shirt off. All of these things that you think about that you can get from the gym, we teach you with your nutrition. And then finally, your progressive workout plan. Every single phase in the academy is progressive, meaning there's more reps, there's more sets. We start to play with tempos. We get into the second part of the Relentless Life Academy. We start to play with putting on more weight, with setting PRs, personal records, sharing and celebrating those wins, and really tapping in, Steven, to that intensity, okay? That's what the second part of this program, and then eventually the third part, is all about. It's about tapping in to that true beast, okay? Tapping in to that true beast mode mentality, having that intention and having that intensity when walking into the gym. Anybody can go into the gym and lift some weights. Anybody can go into the gym, do a set, go on their phone for a couple minutes, take a fucking selfie to show that they're at the gym, and then go back to it. But you have to make the decision, Steven, Gabriel, that you're going to be the person, the guy, the man in your life that puts your phone down. And when you walk through those gym doors, you're going to war. Okay. You're going to war, and you're going into that environment with pure and utter intention to be an absolute beast. And when you learn that mentality is when you really start to level up. That's when you really start to change the overall appearance of who you are to not only yourself, but to other people as well. So guys, that's all I have for you today. I need to get Caitlin her smoothie. She's going to be texting me here very shortly if I don't get off live. So I'm sure you guys understand that for those of you that are married or are in a relationship. So I'm going to get off here, guys. I thank you so much. I'm super, super grateful for you guys tuning in today, listening to me rant and ramble. I hope that you guys got some value from today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode and you did get some value, it would mean the absolute world to me if you guys could go leave a review. I know a lot of you guys have already done this so far, but if you guys could leave a review on the Apple Podcast app, that would seriously mean the world to me. That helps me get this message to more people and spread what we're trying to do with creating more of an awareness of being relentless, right? So thank you guys so much. Screenshot Instagram, Facebook on the podcast. If you're still listening, post your number one biggest takeaway. Tag your coach at Chance Galloway Fitness and post it up on your story, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you guys tomorrow on the podcast. Much love, much respect. Peace out.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.